following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's Jay and Maria from Wendy's.
With a whole new way to eat the way you want for just $4.99.
Jay, why are you in a box?
I'm making a point that when you order at other places, you feel boxed in by limited combos.
I see.
But now at Wendy's, you're free to pick two. Any new premium half-size salad and one of seven tasty options to go with it, like an apple pecan chicken salad and a chili, both for only $4.99.
Great, so come out of the box.
Can you open it for me, Maria? Maria!
You know when it's real.
At participating Wendy's.
And I'm in a box.
Live from Progressive.
Flo again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's gotta be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I think Nebraska fans are the greatest fans in all of college football. No question on mine. I've coached here three times, and I've been here to do television four times. The enthusiasm here is as good as any place, but the integrity here of the fans is the best in America.
It's Jerry Tagge calling signals after a 67-yard march. And on a quarterback keeper, he dives for the goal line. Coach Bob Devaney's unbeaten Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one. 1970 National Collegiate Football Champions of America.
Here's Wiley's kick. It's high. It holds up there. Rodgers takes the ball at the 30. He's hit and got away. Back upfield to the 35, to the 40. He's to the 45. He's to the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, to the 20, to the 10. He's all the way home. Holy moly. Man, woman, and child did that. Put him in the aisle. Johnny the Jet Rodgers just tore them loose from their shoe.
Off to Rozier. Rozier turns. He's running back around the field. He's trying to get away. He's looking for blockers. He turns upfield. He's going to run a touchdown.
And a snap to Tommy, and they give him the trap play, and it's Schlesinger inside the five. In there for the touchdown. He's got the touchdown. It's the touchdown for Corey Schlesinger. It is history. 13-0. And bring that trophy back to Lincoln.
And an option to the right, Tommy on the keep, turns the corner, 25-30, eludes a tackler, 35, Tommy Frazier, 37, 38, 39, 40, 45, 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, he's gonna go, holy cow, touchdown Tommy Frazier!
Third down, cross to the middle.
T.J. O'Leary to snap it. Senior Jake West to put it down. Alexander to try to put the Huskers in front with a minute 50 left in the game. The snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is
get
on
there.
Its way. The kick is good. Oh! He makes it in there. 57 yards out of a school record to put the Huskers in front, 33-31. Second and 10. Hawkins in the gun gets a snap. Sets, throws, batted down, intercepted, Ndamukong-Suh. Suh to the 20, 15, touchdown Suh. Ndamukong-Suh's second touchdown of the year.
And it comes off the bat by Zach Potter.
How about that for Ndamukong-Suh?
The stadium is blowing up.
And good morning. Welcome to a Football Friday edition of the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Friday program to take a look at Nebraska, Iowa State, to take a look at the high school football playoffs, to hear Daddy's selections, and for you, someone out there, to get a chance at us in Pigskin Pick'em. You'll get a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli in Kearney or Hastings, with two locations in Hastings, top of the hill in Kearney, and maybe, if you're fortunate enough and your selections are good enough, into the finals for a laptop computer from Premier Rental and Purchase. I didn't think we were this good, but there's only two people that have defeated us all season long.
That makes us feel pretty good.
Well, I mean, it's total domination as usual on the show. Last year was our worst year. I think we got beat four times. So right now we're well past the halfway point of the season. I feel pretty good, although we could put together a Dallas Cowboy-like streak and go right down the turlet. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox to start the show off, because coming up on the program today, John Walters, the voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, is going to join us. Also on the high school side of things, Isaac Frex, head football coach at Alma. He's going to join us in the next segment. And, of course, Daddy's Picks and a whole lot more. But one of the buddies of the show here, Tony, all the way up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, where they don't have real teams to root for. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Whoa, oh, oh, whoa. Hold on. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. I know I saved it here somewhere. South Dakota and South Dakota State are now both going to be playing Division I football. University of South Dakota officials say the school will join the Missouri Valley Football Conference starting in 2012. The state's two largest schools haven't played each other in football since 2003, when South Dakota State moved to Division I. How does a state school ever beat the – I mean, you know, one that says state that came along after the original?
Yeah.
How'd that happen? Anyway, Tony up in Sioux Falls, he says, you know what? This is 2010.
Yes, it is.
Let's harken back to the last time that Nebraska played Iowa State or lost to Iowa State in Ames. 1992.
Ooh.
2 weeks before Iowa State in 1992, the Huskers beat 8th-ranked Colorado. This year, 2 weeks before Iowa State, the Huskers beat 16th-ranked Oklahoma State. In 1992... 1 week before Iowa State, the Huskers beat 13th-ranked Kansas. 2010, 1 week before Iowa State, the Huskers beat 2nd-ranked Missouri. In 1992, Nebraska went into the Iowa State game ranked, oh, you guessed it,
7th.
In 2010, Nebraska enters the Iowa State game ranked
7th.
It was the last time Nebraska beat two ranked opponents the preceding 2 weeks before playing Iowa State at any time. That was the last time Nebraska beat two ranked opponents the previous 2 weeks, was 92, like they did here in 2010. In 1992, the quarterback was the original freshman T-Magic, Tommy Frazier. And in 2010, also freshman quarterback, T-Magic squared, Taylor Martinez.
Somebody's got a lot of time on their hands.
What do you think, conspiracy theorists?
That was, you know what? We've won three national titles since then. We never played back-to-back ranked teams during any of those runs. Apparently not. I don't know, you know. That's a pretty coincidental deal. I hope it doesn't turn out that way.
I wouldn't think there would be any past weird history like that that you could compare Nebraska to Iowa State.
But think about that. 94, 95, 96 year, 97 national title. We didn't play two ranked teams back-to-back?
Before Iowa State. The 2 weeks before Iowa State. No.
All right.
Your calls. Let's your say, email.
Well, I'm going to save that till Monday and we can write the final in there.
Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, or the Dent Popper inbox is always open for you. You can always buzz us, 888-455-3776, 888-455-ESPN. We would love to hear from you on today's Doug and Daddy show at 888-455-3776. Our predictions coming up on the show at the end of the program.
What do you make about Gene Chizik all of a sudden, you know, having to go stand up for his quarterback, who a guy has emerged.
The former Iowa State coach?
Yeah, the one's so pleasant to get along with. Supposedly, Cam Newton, a man was basically shopping the young man at schools. And Auburn supposedly ponied up $200,000 is the word now. Now, Gene Chizik's saying, of course, that is not true. He is eligible, every bit is eligible. This is totally bunk, and Mississippi supposedly was offered $180,000 for Mississippi State, but $200,000 is the word now, and the NCAA is investigating now, and Gene Chizik seems to be obviously standing up for his quarterback, and you know this is a big deal this time of year when you vaulted yourself up into national title contention, and which is really a pretty amazing job for Coach Chizik to do that in the short time he's been there, especially when he was at Iowa State and it didn't look like anything was happening there. To go back to Auburn, yes, there was more talent when he arrived there, but still to put himself in a position to be a national championship team is pretty amazing, at least to me it is. But we'll have to wait and see what they find out about this. It'll be interesting to see who this man is. He must be a real stand-up guy.
Did you say man? I think we've got a special guest waiting on the phone at 888-455-ESPN.
Crazy Chris from Iowa.
No!
Oh!
No! Play that Iowa State fight song. They don't know the words. I've been looking at this guy on Facebook, and I don't know which gutter he crawled out of this morning, but he's got that Coors Light in his hand, and it looks empty. Former producer of the Doug and Daddy Show, now one of the most famous broadcasters in the entire state of Iowa, Crazy Chris Parks. What's up, Crazy?
Hey, not much going on. I am the man. You're right about that.
Crazy, we had Coach Rhodes on yesterday. He said they probably only needed 6 turnovers this year to win the game. What do you think, buddy?
Hey, I think they'll take as many as Nebraska's willing to dish out, that's for sure.
How much better of a football team is this year's Iowa State Cyclones, Crazy, in your mind than last year's?
You know, I think they definitely are a better football team, and I think it's more so, you know, they're not leaps and bounds talent-wise better, I don't think, than last year's team, but there is some more experience out there, and, you know, another year in the system, that helps out a lot as well. But I think it's just the attitude that's changed so much. I mean, they're confident. There's not a week that going into it that you really can count a Paul Rhodes coach football team out of it, just because they've proven me wrong time and time again so far in just 2 years. So I think the attitude has a lot to do with it.
Crazy, what do you think? Will the game tomorrow resemble more the Utah game or the Oklahoma game?
Hopefully neither one. I'd like to say the Utah game, because at least that one started well, and I think if that happens, then the Cyclones have a pretty good chance to stick around for a long time tomorrow.
What was the situation in the Utah game? Fans that don't know that, it was 17-17. Iowa State was actually ahead 17-10, I believe. And then the next score you saw, if you weren't watching it, was like 38-17. The next score you saw was 56-17.
Yeah, it was one of those games where, you know, it was just a horrible quarter of football. The second quarter just got out of control. There was Utah has a return man, Shaky Smithson is his name. That's a name you'll hear over the weekend a lot, I'm sure, with that big game coming up with TCU. But he ran a punt back for a touchdown, and then we had a punt that went about 10 yards, you know, the Cyclones there, and it just kind of snowballed effect from there. It just kind of got out of hand, and you could tell the guys just got down and got out of that one quick.
Tony, they're going to forget all about Shaky when Niles comes to town.
Yeah, if we can hold on to the football this year.
I got dreams of Niles running down the sideline, letting it go into the end zone for us. So.
Crazy. What day did you make it to work following the Texas game? What day of the week?
You know, unfortunately, actually, that day wasn't I was kind of torn that day. I had a youth football game that was scheduled supposed to be that afternoon, and it ended up being canceled because we kind of got, you know, our situation got ruined. They stole the field from us there, so I was busy calling parents, telling them we didn't have a game, and they're mad at me, and I'm trying to watch the game being happy, and it was just a weird day. But, yeah, that was a terrific win. It was hard to come down off that high, that's for sure.
All right, Crazy, for the Husker fans that are going to Ames, now where are you setting at for the game? Because I know you're going to be there.
I'll be in the south end zone. I've got tickets in the south end zone seat, so that's where you'll see me. You're looking towards that big Jumbotron in the south end zone. I'll be right down below that.
So I thought we'd go to the pro here. A young alcoholic like yourself would be able to fill in the fans. So when they go to – I know a lot are just going to stay in Des Moines because it's easier and there's more places to stay, but once you roll into Ames, what's a couple of the spots to go to? We had Kelsey Peterson, Iowa State volleyball player, on earlier in the week. She gave us a couple of places. So what do you recommend?
Well, I mean, your ultimate goal on Saturday is to be out there around the stadium. It, You know, that's one good thing about Ames. You know, the stadium itself might not get revered by many people, but the tailgate atmosphere is just phenomenal because there's just parking everywhere. Everybody parks and tailgates. You know, they're there early in the morning, and they're all day long having a good time. So that's where you're going to have the most fun on Saturday. But, you know, if you're out and about in town or you're going somewhere after the game, you definitely need to hit downtown. Welch Avenue is the place to be. That's where all the fine local establishments are. A couple of places I like to go, Patty's is a good joint, and there's a big one called Outlaws. It's also a good joint to check out as well. But, yeah, there's lots down in that area, so that's where you need to be.
You're not going to ask me if it's a gay bar? Okay, no. I got you. Crazy, what's your prediction?
You know, it's hard to say because it's really one of those games that I could see it going either way. If Iowa State starts well, then I think it's going to be a close football game and a fun one to watch. If they don't, then as we've seen in other games with them this year, that I think it could get out of their reach a little bit too. But I think with the atmosphere the way it's going to be, I know people are looking forward to this one. You know, it's obviously the last time Iowa State gets to play Nebraska for, you know, who knows, maybe forever. So it's going to be a great atmosphere. I think that crowd gets behind them. They get a good start. It's going to be an awfully close football game. You know, and if that momentum and that emotion carries over, they could win a close one at the end. I think, though, if Nebraska does come out and play as well as they can, then they should win the football game. You know, it depends on the injuries to me. If the injuries are a factor and Martinez isn't 100% good to go, then I think Iowa State wins a close one. If not, and they're playing their best football, then I think they win maybe by, you know, 7 to 10 points.
What's the feeling about Coach Rose? Is he revered as a cult hero in Iowa City right now, or in Ames?
Iowa City?
In Ames.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know where that place is, but he's a legend. I mean, he's won two huge games already in just 2 years of the program. You know, nobody expected him to win that game last year in Nebraska, no matter how it happened. And then this year to go on the road and win in Austin, Texas, no matter what kind of Texas team it may be, that's huge for this program. You know, they said they had guys calling them after the game, recruits looking to congratulate them and, you know, getting excited about Iowa State football. Yeah, so far, you know, he's pretty much a hero in Ames.
Crazy Chris, you remember what it was like when I coached the Huskers. We always won big football games when you were the producer of that show.
Crazy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Keep your clothes on.
Enjoy yourself. Have a good time.
All right, keep sending those dirty emails, too.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Attaboy.
Former producer of the Doug and Daddy Show, Crazy Chris Parks, out in Iowa at the big Atlantic, Iowa, and Iowa State fan, psycho.
He has loved the Cyclones for a long, long time.
Let's stay on the phones.
Tom from Hastings.
Tom, what's up?
Yeah, who's your stat guy that figured that all out? About the ranked teams and all that.
Oh, that was an email that we received.
Oh. Well, I've only been listening the last 10 minutes or so, and gosh, did he figure in Nebraska losing the year before that?
No.
In his stat?
No. Yeah. No, he was just comparing some of the same things that in 92 that stack up to the game in 2010.
That was the last time that Nebraska lost in Ames.
Is it? I thought we lost, but since then.
We'll double check that. We'll double check that and take a look. Tom, thanks for the call. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Simply, the email was comparing 92 to this year, 2010. We're going to take a break. We'll look into that. We've got John Walters, voice of the Cyclones. Up next, Isaac Frex, head football coach at Alma. Pick him and a lot more coming up.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
12 teams.
Under center, drops back to throw.
Six divisions.
That's a wise thing.
One champion from each will be crowned Monday, November 22nd and Tuesday, November 23rd. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. Again, brings you every state high school football championship game live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And click on ESPNSuperstation.com for all of the Platte River Radio Station broadcasts of the playoffs up until that time.
That's it. He's busted off one man at the 15, down to the 10.
ESPNSuperstation.com.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-50s. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then drop back to a low of 30 tonight with clear skies and a light south wind. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on today's program, Tony. Yeah, when Nebraska has lost at Iowa State since 92.
2002, 2004. He's just... The email is basically comparing the similarity between the loss in 1992 to this year.
Yeah, it's not some 11th commandment fact here. It was just an email.
Thought it was pretty interesting. Sorry to upset so many of you. God, if that pisses you off, well, you're having a bad day.
Well, then you can get better by going to the lunch buffet today at Godfather's Pizza. It's there for you each and every day, 7 days a week from 11 to 2. It's cheap, Daddy, just $6.50, plus
fish,
the salad
barrel, bang,
with it.
That's what I say to that.
And on Family Friday nights, you can buy any jumbo pie and 2-liter bottle of pop and get breadsticks and monkey bread free. You know, on Friday night, you want to feed the free monkey bread. Whose idea was that? Buy any jumbo pie and 2-liter breadsticks, monkey bread free.
Competent, free, copped.
How about kids sit down Saturday? Kids 10 and under eat free.
Copped.
Two children per paying adult. There you go. Saturday nights, free breadsticks with a large specialty purchase. They've got specials every single day at Godfather's on the Hill in the Archway Plaza, North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Or for delivery, 234-9444. Come down and join the family, 234-9444, at Godfather's Pizza in Kearney. The state high school football playoffs continue today. Six-man semifinals, Anthony. It is Greeley-Walbeck.
They're my favorite. They're my favorite. I like that team.
And the Hitchcock County Ball Club is taking on Arthur County, the defending champions. Don't forget the state championship is next Thursday in Kearney at UNK. It's the quarterfinals in A and B, including Aurora hosting McCook tonight at 7 o'clock.
These six-man games, both rematches earlier in the years, which were won handily by the two favorite teams. They're both 9-0 at this point. So
they're looking for a rematch in the finals, looking for a rematch possibly Alma, but they need to win. Overton needs to win. We'll talk about that later. Alma's got a big chore in front of them when they take on Creighton coming up on Tuesday afternoon. And joining us, the head football coach of the Alma High School football program, Isaac Frex. Coach, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations on your season so far.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk about where you are at and talk about the first two playoff games here. Tell us how you think this team has played here in the postseason.
I felt in the Shelton game we came out and probably played one of our better games that we had all year. You know, our kids were really focused and started really well in that game. And just from start to finish, our kids played really well in the Shelton game. And then in the Elgin game the other day, we didn't start very well. We had a couple bad things happen. We had a blocked punt, and then we had another punt go over our punter's head, and we had to take a safety for it. But after those two things, we got rolling there in the second quarter, and we're lucky enough to come out on top and win the game 22-20.
Did you fire the special teams coach?
22-2, I meant.
Did you fire that special teams coach, or are you staying with him another week?
Well, it's kind of me, so I better not fire him, I guess. On that team it is anyway.
Isaac, you really shut down the run game. That was something that Elgin Public, Pope John, was trying to get. They run the option. You guys just stuffed the deal all night long, only allowing them 101 rushing yards. How did you do that, or what did you see on film that enabled you to do that?
Oh, we saw some tendencies when they ran that option. They didn't pitch the ball very often, so we were able to send a, you know, we put more guys in on the dive and the quarterback than we normally would, I guess, if they were going to pitch it every single time or had the option to pitch it every single time. But they just didn't pitch it very often, so we felt like to give our team the best chance against that, we were going to send a couple guys to the dive man and our corner to the quarterback, and that's what we did, and it worked out really well for us.
Well, obviously, Isaac Frex, the head football coach at Alma, joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show. You've got a couple of guys that can run the football real well, but Garrett, we knew coming back was going to be a pretty special football player. Talk about the way your offense is cranked behind him this year.
Yeah, you know, it starts up front with those five guys up front, and we've had some injuries up there now. You know, this week our tight end tore his ACL and MCL, and then last week in the Shelton game, our other tight end broke his arm, but we've had two guys come in and step up real well for us, and those three guys on the inside have done real well here, and we've had a couple injuries inside there too, and we've had guys step up for us up front. But, you know, when Jay blocks well, our fullback, he blocks really well for us out of the backfield, and Garrett reads the blocks very well, and he's just, for 160 pounds, he runs the ball a lot harder than he weighs. You know, he's a tough, hard-nosed runner.
Isaac, I guess, you know, I'm one of the people that's real guilty of this. When I looked at Alma's team after the 5 or 6 weeks, that Overton scored 42 points in the first quarter, I was just having trouble gauging how good this team is. Obviously, making a run to the quarterfinals kind of blows that theory. What happened in that Overton game, and was it a learning experience for your club?
Oh, I think, you know, just our kids haven't really been in that situation a lot. And, you know, we just kind of, they were pounding at us, and weren't really, for some whatever reason, we weren't ready to play that night, you know, in the first quarter. And they came out and stuck it to us there in the first quarter. But after that, our kids responded well after that first quarter. And, you know, they never gave up. They kept fighting and digging in and getting after it still. So I think we learned a lot from that game.
Kind of funny because Overton, not a team that really has blown the doors off people in the first quarter all year long, and they saw that they were being challenged by the up-and-comers from Alma. But I think just following up on that, Isaac, one quarter, that was about the only bad quarter you guys have had all year. Now, it was a really bad quarter, but, I mean, you guys bounced back right after that, the rest of that game fairly even, and you were able to recover. There were no scars after that game, were there?
No, there weren't really. In fact, it really didn't hurt us, neither team. I figured didn't hurt either one of us really that much for playoffs. You know, obviously Overton got the second seed and we got the fourth seed, so either way, whoever won or lost that game wasn't going to be the end of their season, and that's kind of the way we took it with our boys and told them to move on and get better from that, and they have, so that's a good thing.
Isaac, what does Creighton do so well? Obviously, they were an 11-man power. Now they're obviously jumping the 8-man ranks, and apparently they're a power there too.
Yeah, really, I was thinking about that today. Really, they're about a mirror image of our team. You know, they've got some size up front and some speed in the backfield, and they like running the ball, you know, and they'll spread a little bit more. You know, they'll send a split end out a little more than we would. But, you know, on film and stuff, and I would say, and I've talked to a few coaches around too that have played them, and they felt like, you know, that they're a lot of similarities like our team. So should be a good game on Tuesday night.
Isaac Frex, the head football coach of the Alma Cardinals. They take on Creighton Tuesday. That game will be a 3 o'clock kickoff. And what's the atmosphere now like, Coach? You guys, and we talked to you, saw you play a few times last year. It was building. It was building. This team is getting better every year. You're taking another step every year. But now kind of the real deal. You get a couple of wins in the playoffs, and then it's anybody's ball game. I assume the community's pretty hopping.
Yeah, it is. You know, the community's supporting us. You know, we've had pretty good crowds the last 2 weeks. Luckily, we've been able to have two home games. So they're getting out and realizing that we've got a good thing going here. And, you know, you see people downtown and stuff, and they'll congratulate you on the season and stuff like that. So they know that we're doing well. So that's a good thing. And the boys are really excited also.
Look, it's amazing. We saw the big guy for Sergeant up front, Kai Wolf, 300 pounds, 6'4". You know, you get kids like that, they'll make coaches look pretty smart, won't they, Isaac?
That's right. And, you know, Kai's our biggest guy, but, you know, we've got some other big guys to go with
him
up front. Ross and Lane Wright and Jacob Malley and J.C. Nelson, our kid that has had a brain hemorrhage, so he's not able to play the rest of the season. But, you know, he's doing really well. Lane's doing really well stepping in for J.C., so that's good.
Well, Isaac, best of luck next week, and hopefully on to the state semifinals. That'd be a great one. Nothing but unbeaten teams left on the schedule, and good luck on Tuesday. Thanks for giving us the time on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You betcha. Thanks, guys.
See you, Coach. Isaac Frex, head football coach, one of the young coaches in the area that's doing a great job with the Alma Cardinals. And all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, well, we've set them up with some great food from Burger King, where $2 doubles with bacon are just $3. How about an icy frozen Coke or Cherry Coke? All sizes now just $1. Two locations in Kearney. Also Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, when we come back.
The Bose Wave Music System. It's elegantly small, with sound that brings new life to music, and it makes a great gift. Forbes FYI says it sounds like a system that costs five times more. Visit Bose.com/enjoy or call 1-800-611-1640 for a 30-day risk-free trial. Call by December 31st and save $100 when you order the Wave Music System together with our optional multi-CD changer. Also ask about financing. 1-800-611-1640.
Come into the Home Depot today for stylish carpet with a lifetime stain and soil warranty. Get exclusive Martha Stewart Living or Platinum Plus carpet and have it installed throughout your house for just $37. You'll have gorgeous floors that are able to stay that way. We're lowering the cost of going barefoot thanks to carpet with lifetime stain resistance. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid on basic installation, U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
There's something going down at the Pro Shop at Indian Head Golf Course, and it's the prices. Right now, everything at least 10% off. And anyone who's purchased totals at least $50 will get a chance to win a new Ping K15 driver. Plus, right now, you double your pleasure for half the price. Because for a limited time, you can play 18 with a cart for the price of 9 with a cart. It's all good. It's all now at Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins. Call 308-381-4653 for tee times.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-50s. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then drop back to a low of 30 tonight with clear skies and a light south wind. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 43.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on the program today. Crazy Chris, our Iowa State Cyclone fan and Atlantic former producer of the show, says if Iowa State can pull off a win tomorrow, they would have won four of the last nine meetings with Nebraska. Who would have thought that was ever possible? Also, Nebraska lost the names twice since the marvelous Marv Seiler. Yeah, we mentioned that. Marvelous Marv. Wow. 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 Yeah, I remember exactly. I remember exactly where I was for that Iowa State game, and that's kind of a sad thing as well.
Well, right now we're going to talk a little Iowa State-Nebraska football. Why not go to the man that calls it? He calls all the action for the Iowa State Cyclones. John Walters joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, good morning. Thanks so much for the time again.
Oh, my pleasure, guys. How are you?
Well, glad that you can make some time for us. We're doing good. Looking forward to the trip to Ames tomorrow. And for the first time, well, not for the first time in a while, but I mean, last year there was no sense that Iowa State was going to win that football game. There's a sense that Iowa State's at least going to be around in this football game. And anytime you're around, you got a chance to win. Why do you think Iowa State would have a chance to win this football game tomorrow?
Well, I think that'd be great if they could be around and have a chance at the end of this game. I do think it's possible. It's going to take a tremendous effort on both sides of the ball. I think that being able to slow down Nebraska's running game is so much easier said than done. And if you have to give yourself any shot, you have to find a way to at least curtail it and make them work and not have these, you know, one-play 60-yard drives. Make them work their way down the field and run 7, 8, 9 plays. If they score, they score. But if they, you know, maybe turn it over somewhere along the way or make a mistake or a penalty, slows the drive. So, you know, watching the Missouri tape, watching the Kansas State tape, Nebraska has so many of these long, long touchdown plays where the back, whether it's the quarterback Martinez or the running back Kalu, he goes basically untouched the distance. And Iowa State's going to have to find a way to get in those gaps and at least slow those guys down and let some help come and try to extend out some drives. But, you know, if they can do that, I think Iowa State's playing with a lot of confidence right now. They feel good about themselves. They went down to Austin and won. They came back and beat Kansas pretty soundly last week. They've had a very successful season so far, and in a year where their schedule was pegged by many as the toughest schedule in the nation. Right now they're 5-4 and one win away from bowl eligibility, which would be great in Paul Rhodes' first 2 years on the job. To be bowl eligible would be a real good accomplishment for this group of guys.
John, I think if you go to the casual college football fan and you say Iowa State players go, they say Austin Arnaud,
Alexander Robinson.
Alexander Robinson and who are the other playmakers on this team? And why has this team got 5 wins if they don't have common or well-known names as a casual football fan?
Yeah, the amazing thing is the 2 names you mentioned are the guys that couldn't go that win in Lincoln last year. They're back, healthy, both having very good senior years. And they are probably the 2 guys that Iowa State leans on the most heavily, although I'd throw the tight end in there too. Colin Franklin's having a really good year. He's on the Mackey watch list. Leads the team in catches with 37, leads them in yardage receiving, and is that athletic 6'5", 250-pound tight end that can get in the seam and create a little bit of a matchup problem and make some good plays in the offense. He's really improved and I think has a future in the NFL. Darius Reynolds is starting to emerge as a playmaker at the wide receiver spot, but guys, to be honest, that's where Iowa State lacks the big-time, big-play receivers. You know, I mean, they have some good, dependable guys, no question. Darius Starks, Jake Williams, Darius Reynolds have been dependable receivers. Josh Lenz, they do a nice job, but they haven't had the really big play breakaway threat. So maybe that's why some of those names aren't household names. They're dependable guys, but they aren't superstars. Darius Reynolds is probably the guy with the most ability and that opportunity to become that at some point. He was a quarterback in junior college. Came here last year and got hurt early in the season and missed most of the season, and now he's back and healthy and really just now starting to emerge as a pretty good threat down the field. So, you know, Iowa State's not a team that's going to get those kind of drives that I just talked about with Nebraska. They're not going to have a lot of one-play 70-yard deals. They're going to have more of the grinded-out drives, 10 or 11 plays down the field, and that's why it's so important that they take care of the football. But I think against Nebraska this year, you know, that formula that Iowa State used a year ago where they did move the ball some, but they did not put a lot of points on the board, but they were at least able to maintain possession of the ball, keep their defense off the field, change field position with punts, and hang around and be in that game. That was a great formula for winning last year, but the way Nebraska's offense is this year, I don't think Iowa State can afford to do that. I think they have to score points, finish drives, whether it's field goals or touchdowns, to have a chance to win on Saturday.
John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. That seems to be what everybody says on the Iowa State and the Nebraska side, that the Clones are going to have to score some points because their defense just has been giving up some points this year. You got a couple of nice linebackers in Klein and Knott, but without seeing a lot of how film, I mean, watching Iowa State play on TV, I see that they're one of the top teams in the country at getting to the quarterback in sacks. Well, those are teams that like to throw the ball. With that big rush, are they going to have to change things up because Nebraska is not going to be a team that sits back there and chucks the ball around unless Zach Lee ends up being the quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I'd say, if Zach Lee ends up being the quarterback, I think it just changes the game completely and the way you attack defensively because he's such a different quarterback than Taylor Martinez. But Iowa State's strength defensively, you know, has been – creating turnovers. The same thing that happened in the game in Lincoln. I mean, they're plus nine this year in turnovers. And you know, they lead the Big 12 in that category. They had a very, very young defense coming back this year. Not a lot of returning starters. Wally Burnham, their defensive coordinator, who came up from South Florida a couple of years ago, just does an awesome job of putting guys in a position to at least make teams earn what they get. And I would say that's Iowa State's strength. They do make you work your way down the field. They don't always give up a lot of big plays. Now, all that being said, they played three top 10 teams this year, and they got steamrolled in all three, okay? And so Iowa State's played a very tough schedule, but when they've gone up against the elite, Iowa moved the ball very effectively against them. Utah did, and so did Oklahoma. So Iowa State's eager to prove that they can do something against the very elite teams, and certainly Nebraska is one of those. And Iowa State is anxious to get out there and try to do something tomorrow. But the biggest thing for Iowa State, they have to create some turnovers. They have to be very sound with their tackling. You know, they only missed five tackles in the game against Kansas. Coach Rhodes said that's the lowest number since he's been here at Iowa State. So very sound tackling team. But the problem with Nebraska is you got to get in position to tackle before you can tackle. And so often guys can't even get to the spot because they have such quickness with those two big threats in the backfield.
Well, we had Coach Rhodes on yesterday. He said he told Wally that they might only need six turnovers this year to win the football game.
You know, it would help. It would help. And Iowa State's, you know, the other thing Iowa State's done is when they've turned the ball over, which has only been 11 times all year, they haven't allowed it to really turn into a lot of points. The opponents have only converted one of those turnovers into a touchdown. And, you know, a lot of those times that ball's getting turned over on your side of the field. So the defense has done a nice job rising up when they had their backs to the wall. So, you know, it's a scrappy group. I don't think you're going to see a ton of all Big 12 players on the Iowa State defense. Their linebackers have been very good. They're just sophomores, Jake Knott and A.J. Klein. But they've made a lot of big plays, and I'd say Knott in particular has just had a great season and probably is deserving of some all Big 12 recognition. But, you know, it's a defense that doesn't have a lot of superstars, but they're a bunch of grinders, and they work their tails off, and, you know, they've done a good job.
John, with Nebraska leaving the conference, is there any extra emphasis put on this ball game, or is it just another big game in the season?
Well, I think with the fans there is, yeah. I don't think with the players there has been, or with the coaching staff. But definitely the fans are feeling nostalgic this week, thinking about the series, you know, trying to remember the good times at Iowa State, because there have been some great wins over Nebraska, but there's also been a heck of a lot of lopsided losses through the years that you'd like to forget. And so it's kind of been all or nothing for Iowa State. And but it's been a good series. You know, I mean, you think back, this is the 105th meeting, close neighbors, not far apart at all. Lots of Nebraska fans live in the state of Iowa. I know a lot of Iowa State fans live in the Omaha area. And it's too bad we're not going to see this series continue. But I understand why it's happening. I think a lot of people are hopeful that Iowa State and Nebraska will continue to play in some of the sports. I'm sure they will in volleyball. I hope they do in women's basketball and some of the other sports. But football, it's just real unlikely with, you know, the nine-game schedules and the conferences. And both Iowa and Iowa State want to keep that rivalry going. So I think it's very unlikely, unless it's a bowl setting, that these two will face off again anytime soon.
Well, John, we appreciate the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Hope to maybe get a chance to see you in Ames tomorrow. Have a great call, and good luck the rest of the season with the Cyclones.
All right, thanks very much, guys.
Thanks,
appreciate
John. John Walters, voice of the Iowa State Cyclones, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Pregame tomorrow at 9:30. Kickoff is set for 2:37 tomorrow. You can hear it all on the Breeze 94.5.
Should have told John to watch the officiating over there, too, because I know I will be. I'll let him have it. I'm not going to get a job like that again. Or will we? I think a lot of people are watching that tomorrow.
Daddy, we got some breaking news.
What now? What now?
The schedule is out for the Nebraska Danger.
Oh, yes.
Danger. The home opener. March 7th.
March 7th. What day of the week is March 7th?
I don't know. It doesn't say that. I'm checking it out right now. I think March 7th.
The Monday night?
Monday night! March 7th, the opener for the Nebraska Danger against the Wichita Wild. Then off to Sioux Falls 2 weeks later to take on the Storm. Then the Green Bay Blizzard. the La Crosse Spartans, the Wenatchee Valley Venom, the Allen Avengers, Omaha Beef. The Omaha Beef home game is May 28th, by the way, just so you know that. And the season runs from March 7th to June 11th when the Wyoming Cavalry roll in. I think they're out of Casper. They got a nice facility out there. Got a chance to see that, baby, from the outside. Speaking of Big 12, tomorrow it's Baylor, Oklahoma State for the Big 12 South lead. Just you want know, you to know that.
That is wild when you say that. Everybody expected Baylor to be an up-and-coming team. No one expected them to be playing this late in the season for that Big 12 South championship and lead. 8.5 points is a number on that game. You know, there's some other great Missouri, Texas Tech.
And we're going to have some of those to pick here in just a moment on Pigskin Pick'em. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Call now. If you have not went up against us yet, if you've not been our caller, our competitor on a Friday yet, this is your opportunity. Just for getting in, you'll get a combo meal from Big Daly's Deli at 3905 North 2nd Avenue, top of the hill, Kearney, or 801 West 2nd Street in Hastings, 610 East South Street in Hastings. And if you beat us, you're in for that laptop computer at the end of the year from Premier Rental and Purchase. Last night, the end of the list, the top 100 greatest National Football League players of all time from the NFL Network. They had Jerry Rice, number one on that list, followed by Jim Brown, Lawrence Taylor, Joe Montana, and Walter Payton. Those were the top five players of all time. But out of all the players that made the 100 list, the top 100 players in NFL history, who had the shortest career in the National Football League? Who had the shortest career of any of the players on the National Football League and NFL Network's top 100 players? Call now, 888-455-3776. We'll be right back.
Hey, how low are the prices at the men's store inside JCPenney? The lowest they'll ever be at the lowest prices of the season sale. Now through Saturday, Van Heusen, Izod, and Joe Joseph Abood dress shirts are only $19.99. Get St. John's Bay sweaters and Van Heusen No Iron sport shirts at $17.99. Dockers signature khakis are a record $29.99. And Hager pants, just $28.99. See everything on sale at jcp.com. New look, new day, who knew JCPenney? Some exclusions apply. Offer ends 10/16.
AutoZone. The weather may be cooler, but you can keep your ride looking hot with help from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Now's a great time to get out there and pamper your car. Wash it, detail it, then wax it to protect the finish for winter. Right now at AutoZone, get your choice of select Eagle One car care products for just $3.99. See store for details. Everything you need to keep it looking good bumper to bumper. Heat up the street with a hot ride. Get to AutoZone today.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens. Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer's so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
12 teams.
Under center, drops back to throw.
Six divisions.
That's the wise thing.
One won. Champion from each will be crowned Monday, November 22nd and Tuesday, November 23rd. Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550. Again, brings you every state high school football championship game live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And click on ESPNSuperstation.com for all of the Platte River Radio Station broadcasts of the playoffs up until that time.
That's it. He's busted off one man at the 15, down to the 10.
ESPNSuperstation.com.
Sunshine develops across the area today with a high temperature up in the mid-50s. Winds, meanwhile, stay variable at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. We'll then drop back to a low of 30 tonight with clear skies and a light south wind. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 43.
All right, let's do it. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's time for Pigskin Pick'em on this Friday. Tim and Carney is up today. He has already won a combo meal from Big Daly's Deli, two locations in Hastings and on top of the hill, 3905 North 2nd in Kearney. How many sandwiches do they have, Tony?
They're up to 31 more, 4,711 now.
I tried another different one last week, so they are so tasty. And Tim, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Uh-oh. Tim, are you mad?
Still there?
There's Tim. Yep. Hey, Tim, how's it going? That's okay. Merritt just, Merritt just didn't get any pay for today's show. That's no problem. Hey, Tim, let's do some picking here. Let's see if we can make you a winner this week. Up first, oh, yeah, Virginia at Duke. Who you got, Tim?
I'll take Duke.
Daddy?
You know what? Big win last week. I think too big of a win emotionally. That's a young football team that doesn't know how to win, and they just figured it out last week. I think Duke finds a way.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the clean sweep. Boston College is at Wake Forest. Boston College, a field goal favorite. Daddy, who you got?
I got Wake Forest at home.
I am taking Boston College. Tim?
I'm going to take Boston College.
Up next, it is Arkansas at South Carolina. No, Arkansas didn't just fall off the face of the earth. I'm taking Arkansas. Tim, who you like?
I'm taking Hogs on that one, too.
Daddy!
I will take the old ball coach at home.
Illinois at Michigan. I will admit this was the last game I put on the sheet. But somehow, Michigan is only favored by 4, and they are struggling. Struggling. They've lost 3 in a row. Who do you like, Tim?
Michigan.
Daddy?
I will take the Fighting Illini.
I know that's why it's only a 4-point favorite. But at the big house, you can't lose to Illinois. I'll take Michigan. Oregon State at UCLA. I'll take Oregon State. Daddy, who you got?
Love the Beavers.
Tim, who you like?
I think UCLA is due.
Tim getting crazy there. Let's get into the Big 12. Oklahoma at Texas A&M. Maybe A&M with this new quarterback can show something. Daddy, who you like?
Give me A&M at home.
Tim.
Not even close, Oklahoma.
I can never pick Oklahoma. Oklahoma. Texas at Kansas State. Texas is favored by 5 at Kansas State. Can you believe it? Tim, what do you think?
K-State's had Texas number here the last few years. I'm going to go K-State.
Tony?
You know what? I hate to pick them. I will take the Longhorns. They got better athletes. That quarterback from, I'm faster than Chase Kaufman. What okay. The hell's he doing?
After you serve that third ball out of bounds, then we'll call Chase and see if we can get you in a 10-yard sprint. I'm with you, Tony. I don't see how. I mean, Texas has got to win a game like this to get bowl eligible. I'll take Texas. Missouri at Texas Tech. I'm taking Missouri. Tim, who you got?
Missouri.
Daddy.
I got 2 words for you. Guns up!
You're trying to go 0-10, aren't you?
No, you know what? 2 emotional games, Oklahoma, Nebraska. They go to Lubbock. Bam!
Alabama. Alabama at LSU. Daddy, who you got?
I've got Alabama, but very, very close game.
Tim, who you got?
I have to go Alabama on that. I'm rooting for LSU to beat them, but I have to go Alabama.
This is just crazy. But you're playing at LSU. It's crazy there. Alabama, they still have a chance to win the national title. LSU's dumb coach has got a chance to be dumb again. This is it. It's going to come down to whether Les Miles gets lucky on a mistake again. Is he due to run out of luck? Man, this could be the last chance. I want to pick LSU so bad. And so I will pick Alabama.
You know what? That one could come down to a 4-point Alabama lead, and Les Miles sends out the field goal unit to lose by 1.
TCU at Utah. Here is my pick. Utah crushed. TCU is going to do to you what they did last year. TCU huge in this game. Tony.
I'm doing that little frog thing.
Although it's at Utah.
I did that frog thing. I got him.
He's got TCU. What do you think, Tim, TCU or Utah?
I think I'm going to have to go TCU on that one.
All right. It's time for our Nebraska-Iowa State predictions. And I have my score down. Daddy has his score down. There's a lot of room here. Tim, what do you think?
62.
That does happen to fall in between them this week. That's like the first time in a long time. Tim, best of luck. Congratulations on the big dally-dally combo, and we'll hopefully get you in the winner's circle on Monday. Thanks for calling.
You bet. If it happens to pan out, don't take this whipping personal, guys.
I like that.
the smack talk. I like the smack talk.
I've got 67.
I'm
going to
JD Mercer that guy. I'm going to JD Mercer old Tim.
What's your tiebreaker?
41-10 Huskers. I think they beat them down, Tony. I stay with the same theme. And again, Nebraska may not score that many points if Zach Lee's the quarterback, because Nebraska would go into a shell and manage the football game, which is scary because we've been killed on that before. But 41-10, Nebraska continues to pound teams on the road with bad defenses. That has been my forte the whole season. If you don't have a defense, Nebraska's going to kick your butt. And Iowa State doesn't have a defense. Nebraska, 41-10. Daddy, what do you think?
Yeah, I've got 46-21. I think they get a cheap score.
A lot of faith in Zach. All right. That's a lot of faith.
You know what? This is a score if Taylor plays. I'm going to tell you right now. Taylor plays, I'm going to write down another score if Zach plays.
Okay, what's your Zach lead? You know, I was going to pick 9 again for Iowa State, but I think they're going to score more points this year and lose.
Let's see.
Don't pick 4.
No,
or,
six,
or
six,
8 or
no,
six, 11.
18, we get 6 field goals because he ain't going to score. 18-7 if Zach plays. There you go. Henry's 6-6. Name a special teams player of the week if Zach Lee plays.
All right, let's get your picks, Tony. It's time for Daddy coming off a 7-1 week. Who you got?
Well, I start with Baylor at Oklahoma State. Griffin, 623 passing yards the last 2 weeks. Finley, 366 rushing yards the last 2 weeks. Points, 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 and more points in this one. 8.5 points. I'm going to take them. I'm going to take the Baylor Bears over under 73. It should be a shootout. TCU at Utah. Douglas, I'm all for you on what you said earlier. Utah barely beat Air Force. Frogs have allowed 16 points the last 5 games. This one should be ugly. I don't care where it's at. I take the Horned Frogs, lay the 4.5 points. Missouri at Texas Tech. Best start for the Tigers since 1960. That's gone. I said the two emotional games, Oklahoma, Nebraska, those games are gone. So is all the emotion. This is a letdown. Guns up again. Texas Tech plus 5 points. Alabama at LSU. LSU's defense ranks 8 in total D in all the land. They've held 5 opponents this year to 14 points or less. I think this is a low-scoring affair. I think LSU somehow finds a way to stay in this till the end. Like I said, I think it's a 4-point game. Then Les Miles sends out his field goal kicker as time expires. They lose by 1. Dallas at Green Bay. Green Bay minus 7.5. I realize that Dallas ranks 5th in total offense, but Kitna for Romo, they're not 5th in total offense. Pack at home is just a better team. This is Dallas's worst start in 21 years. I lay those 7.5 points. Aaron Rodgers, he may throw for 6 touchdowns. The kid guy may go crazy on Sunday night. New England at Cleveland. I will take the Cleveland Browns. Belichick and Mangini square off again. The Browns are on a 10-3 against the spread run. Can you believe that? 8-1 against the spread versus the AFC East. Give me those 4.5 points and give me the Cleveland Browns. Indianapolis at Philadelphia. Philadelphia, a 2.5 point favorite. The Colt D ranks 21st in the NFL. The Eagles are 9-1 off a bye against the spread. One team's getting healthier. The other team's still beat up. Give me the Philadelphia Eagles to knock out Peyton Manning and the Indianapolis Colts. Recapping the NFL, I've got Green Bay minus 7.5. I've got Cleveland plus 4.5. And I lay 2.5 points and take the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll see you on Monday after another 7-1 week from Daddy.
Oh, there's just no way. There's no way. It makes me ill. You know what makes me happy, though? Eating all the good food that we get from Troutman's Quality Meats at Grill's Best Friend here in Kearney with Flatiron Steak at just $8.99 a pound. Get ready for Philly cheesesteaks. You can cut that baby so slim and make great sandwiches. 80% lean ground beef, just $3.19 a pound. Why go anywhere else? It's the very best. That's why it's Troutman's. That's why they sell the meat, the beans, all the real food. They don't have all that other glitzy stuff. You don't have to worry about going to the local grocer, because Kerry's there and he's going to cut it up and he's going to make it just like you want. Don't forget, we're getting close to Thanksgiving. You're going to need ham. You're going to need turkey. They've got it for you at Troutman's Quality Meats, plus fresh sausage. How about garlic Italian in both links and bulk? And you can always put it on a Green Mountain grill and wash it down with imported wines from Max Creek or Superior State Wines. All the beef at Troutman's, certified Angus beef from the USDA certified. They come in, they go, it's good every time. Even the guys that just come in and want to bust your balls on this. They go, you know what? That is good again, Kerry. It's perfect. Does he have mountain oysters over there?
Yes.
I mean, that's
yes,
what I was talking
usually,
about.
Yes, and he's usually got twice baked potatoes to go right with those steaks.
Their steaks are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness. And right now, Flatiron Steak, lean ground beef. Check it out. Get ready for the Lopers or Hastings College this weekend. Or if you're going all the way to Ames, show them how it's done in Nebraska at Troutman's Quality Meat.
The trivia question today was, Gale Sayers had the shortest career with 5 seasons in the National Football League, which is amazing that they have him ranked number 22 overall as greatest players. Some other people with shortened seasons, Kellen Winslow, 7 seasons. Mike Ditka only played 8 seasons. Earl Campbell, only 7 seasons in the NFL. Just shame some of these people. You know, we didn't get to see some of these people for longer because they did an amazing thing. Roger Staubach, 8 seasons. Pretty amazing. Kellen Winslow, I thought he was around forever. 7 years is all he played.
He didn't drink enough Gatorade.
Well, whatever the reason. Ed Reed, active 7 seasons. You know, I think you figure all these guys on here are going to play 12, 14, 15 years. Not the case for many of them, but Gale Sayers was the answer to the trivia question.
Daddy, I made a treat for you.
Cool.
A special little treat. Oh, and by the way, speaking of treats, sorry, I did get to see a great volleyball match last night. The Bertrand Lady Vikes came out on the short end to Axtell. But, wow, I'm going to tell you this now, Tony. I don't know how many seniors are on the football team that had a great season, but they had one senior that played last night at Bertrand. They got a ton of freshmen, and they went 26-6. The Lady Vikes are going to be good for quite a while. They got Mindy Cook back next year. Axtell wins it in 5. Good luck at state, by the way. Not a lot will change in the wild card scenario. That won't be official till tomorrow, but it looks like Axtell will draw West Point Central Catholic 2:30 next week, and that would be at Grand Island Northwest. It looks like in D2, Ansley would get wild card Hay Springs at Central Catholic at 5:30 next Thursday, and Lawrence Nelson going to get in on a wild card, most likely play Stewart in the opening round. In Class B, it looks like Northwest is going to draw Bennington in the opening round. And so C1 and C2 finishes up tonight. And on The Breeze, 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek and Syracuse. On Classic Hits, 98.9, Kearney Catholic and O'Neill. Those games start at 7. Also tonight, Central Catholic and Columbus SCOTUS play at York. Up in Burwell, Ravenna takes on Atkinson West Holt. Oh, Daddy, just for you. Can you hear it? Just for you. Just for you. Because I know you're always a positive guy. You're such a positive guy. Oh, no.
McNeil motions to the near side. A turn. Hand it off to Helu. Cuts to the outside. Roy lowers his shoulder and gets about 2 yards up to the 39. The ball pops out at the end of the play. There's a pile up and the football goes to the Cyclones. So Roy Helu fumbles on the first play from scrimmage after a gain of 2 yards, and the Cyclones have it in Husker territory at the 39. Derek Meyer still in there at left guard. They snap it back to Lee. He's looking left. Holding, throws over the middle. Ball deflected, and was it intercepted? Yes, it's intercepted on a deflection by Sims. He's at the 10, 15, knocked out of bounds at the 18-yard line. That ball was like a volleyball rally. It kept getting tipped up in the air by about 3 different players before Sims finally plucked it out of the air. Lee gets the snap. Steps up, throws down the field looking for Paul. Niles makes a catch. 40, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Did he stay in bounds? Then he falls down at the 2-yard line. The ball's loose in the end zone. The Cyclones recover at the goal line, and they're going to say it's a touchback. Now they shift Helu off to the left. They turn, hand it off to Roy. Right to the middle, 10, 5. Roy Helu leans down to the 2-yard line. James Smith saved the touchdown. That time the ball popped out late. Iowa State says they've got the football, but hang on. The whistles are blowing. Turn, they hand it off to Robinson off the left side. He has the 15, first down, 10. Powers his way to the 5, still on his feet. Down to the 4-yard line. The ball pops out again at the end of the play, and the Cyclones have it. You have got to be kidding me. Snap back to Zach, trying to set up a screen. Throws it out in the flat. Caught by Mentally Colt. Sheds a tackle. Ball comes out. It looks like Iowa State's got it at the 21-yard line. They do. Second and 10 for the 42 for the Huskers. Down by 2 here late in the game. Lee in the shotgun. Twins to the far side. Helu in the backfield. Back to throw is Zach. has time, steps up, throws downfield, and the pass is intercepted. Picked off by O'Connell at the 45 on a deflection. The ball was tipped up in the air by Kerensky Gilliland and intercepted by Michael O'Connor, his first INT of the... Snap back to Zach. Here's the game. Fourth and 10 from the 18. Back to throw Lee. Sets, throws. Intercepted. Intercepted over the middle of the field. It might be by Jesse Smith. It is. And Iowa State, unbelievably, gets their eighth turnover of the game. And they're going to win for the first time in Lincoln since 1977.
It was a different kind of feel it 1 year ago in Lincoln. But the good news is, Daddy, the Huskers have bulked up since then with the help of the training staff down there. If you want to be as cool as a Husker and not make mistakes, don't make mistakes. Go to Complete Nutrition on the Hill in Kearney.
Most of them. I talked to Lance Sorrell last night. He's on Titan. It's a protein powder. He loves it. A protein blend for maximum performance, absorption, and recovery. Makes your workout complete by maximizing your muscle repair and recovery. Turns 65 calories, 45 grams of protein per scoop, which is five times the protein for max performance. That's the Titan. Hey, for a limited time, those protein powders still 30% off at Complete Nutrition. See one of the trained professionals. Their mission is to help every one of the customers look better, feel better, and perform better every day. Complete Nutrition, located just north of Sunmar, or call them at 308-338-1FIP or online at CompleteNutrition.com. There's a new store coming to Grand Island. We're going to tell you more about that later. Complete Nutrition is where it's at. Check them out today.
We're going to get out of here with a different close today. We want to thank John Walton, the head play-by-play man
of
Iowa State. What's that?
John Walters.
Yeah.
We're going to do him, too.
What did I say?
John Walton.
Oh, I'm sorry, John.
No.
Did I say that?
Bill, if that's Bill's uncle that lives in Ames. Oh.
Isaac Frex, head football coach at Alma. Crazy Chris. The clones are going down, and they're going down hard. I don't care if it's Taylor. I don't care if it's Zach, although there'll be a lot of bad vibes if it's Zach. I think they get it done. I think a big win for Big Red. Folks, enjoy the game. I'll be back with all the details Monday on the Doug and Daddy Show from Ames, Iowa. Hope to see you out there. Have a good time. Be safe. And let's get back and let's make Daddy's picks this weekend not so good.
Oh!
Well, just the Dallas Cowboy one.
All right, let's hope that. We'll see you Monday. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 and 1550.
Korb Walker Mowers has been your Walker mower dealer for over 20 years. A Walker can give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you've always wanted. These premier mowers operate effortlessly in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one hand.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.